Maureen O'Hara is known for playing strong women. Take this 1963 Western comedy, McClintock, in which O'Hara stars opposite John Wayne. The two have separated, and O'Hara's character, Catherine, wants a divorce.
Who am I to upset your plans? But you feel kind of silly.
I never feel silly.
It's because you have no sense of humor.
There's plenty of humor in McClintock and in O'Hara's real life, too, says Johnny Nicoletti. He's known O'Hara for 20 years. He helped her write her biography. And for the past year, he's been O'Hara's manager.
Her sense of humor has come out a lot more as the years roll by. And she's a saying that she likes to say that her and John Wayne actually used to say to each other all the time as they were getting older. They said, yes, we're accumulating years, but we're two fine Rolls Royces, and mileage never hurt a Rolls.
In May, O'Hara visited the John Wayne Birthplace Museum in Winterset, Iowa. She was there for a special benefit dinner that paid tribute to the actress. The event sold out. Nicoletti says when they returned to Boise, they decided to do something similar to celebrate O'Hara's birthday.
And in typical fashion, she said, well, we can't just make this all about me. If we're going to all get together, then let's do some good for somebody.
So tomorrow, Maureen O'Hara's birthday bash will raise funds for the Idaho Justice Alliance for Vulnerable Adults. It's a network of organizations and people who work to prevent elder abuse. Over the years, O'Hara has championed several causes, including aviation safety and artists' rights.
And as she's gotten older, I think she is interested more and more in adult issues and elderly issues because she's one of them.
O'Hara moved to Boise to be near her grandson. The Irish-American media site Irish Central noted in July her move came after rumors she was the victim of elder abuse by her executive assistant. Legal matters are underway, something Nicoletti won't discuss. He says tomorrow's celebration will give O'Hara a chance to meet her new neighbors and to say thanks for making her feel welcome.
She is first and foremost a family person and loves the simple things in life.
You can watch several of Maureen O'Hara's films at the Egyptian Theater in Boise during the day and dine with the actress tomorrow night. Idaho's governor has also gotten involved, proclaiming Saturday Maureen O'Hara Day. For KBSX News, I'm Sadie Babbitts.